Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. This is going to be so fun because on the phone with us, we actually have the Minnesota Dairy Princess K of the Milky Way, and we can't wait to chat it up with her. We also have on the phone the Minnesota Dairy Princess Coordinator. Janet Bramer is the coordinator, and Amy Kylo is Princess K of the Milky Way. Great to chat with both of you. How are you?
Wonderful, thank you.
I know this has been a really strange year, I would assume, as far as appearances and things because of COVID, but I know that this is something that you are still continuing on, and you got to do a lot of the things that we typically think of for Princess K of the Milky Way. But may I first, Janet, can I ask you, I know you are very involved in the dairy industry, and you guys have a farm. What is Princess K of the Milky Way, and why is it called of the Milky Way?
Yes, I'd be happy to answer that. Princess K of the Milky Way is the goodwill ambassador for the dairy community for the state of Minnesota, and the name Princess K of the Milky Way was actually a name that was submitted in a contest, and out of the thousands of suggestions, Princess K of the Milky Way was chosen.
Oh, I love it.
That was in the 50s.
So this is something that I know when we have the Minnesota State Fair, the dairy building is always so popular, and that's when I think people, even if they don't know who the reigning princess is, we always know what you look like because we see your head carved in butter. Is that true?
That is a very, it's actually one of the most popular exhibits at the state fair. And for my position, if I say I'm the Minnesota Dairy Princess Coordinator, that doesn't really click with people. But if I say I'm the woman that works with the butter sculptures at the state fair or the girls that are sculpted, right away everybody recognizes that program.
Isn't
that cool?
So
we're very fortunate to have such a recognizable icon for the program.
Absolutely.
Do you agree, Amy?
Definitely. I'm the same way. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm Princess K, and they look at me very blankly, and then I say, do you know about the butter sculptures at the state fair? And I get a lot more nods back.
So you, I know, have been the princess now for almost a year, and your successor will be crowned on August 12th. So how has this year been for you, Amy? Tell us all about it. Let's go back a whole year. Were you princess of a certain county, or how does that work?
Well, I started out as a local dairy princess at the county level for Olmsted County, and then I became a finalist last May, and then was crowned Princess K last August, the night before the state fair. And it was, honestly, it was surreal and amazing. Something you can dream about but would never expect to truly happen. Mm. And I'm just greatly privileged to be able to be representing dairy farmers and to get to talk about something I love every single day.
Well, tell us about yourself. Did you grow up on a dairy farm?
Yes, I grew up on my family's dairy farm. I grew up, you know, feeding baby calves, milking cows, driving tractors to put up forage, and it's a wonderful way to grow up, spend so much time with my family, and I'm really grateful for that. Well, I'm just really proud, you know, dairy farmers are resilient, and I'm proud to get to represent them every day and to have spent my life growing up right on the farm, and I think it's a special place because it's 95% of dairy farms in the U.S. are family owned, and you know, that's been my experience, and we get to live together, we get to work together, and I think that's something special that not many people get to experience, so I'm very blessed.
Oh, I bet you are. So tell us about yourself personally. Are you done with high school? Are you in college?
So I'm on my third year of college, and I will be working towards public relations, and I'm hoping to go to Rochester Community and Technical College this fall, and yeah, so that's my educational journey, and I have three older sisters and, of course, my parents, and so that's a little bit about who I am.
So when you were growing up, what did you know about Princess K of the Milky Way?
Oh, I probably sort of mildly idolized her, if I'm honest. every summer in August, the Daily Star newspaper would come out, and we'd be, like, so excited to see who the new Princess K was, and in May, when the finalists were announced, you'd look them all over and see who their names were and where they were from, and you'd read the articles about them, and, you know, it was something that I was just looked up to so much and was so excited to become a county princess and to be a Princess K finalist. And then Princess K, as I said before, it was my wildest dream coming true, something that you wouldn't ever think would be reality. But I really, really excited to get to be here today and really love it.
Oh, Amy, and I bet your parents are so proud of you.
I know they were so excited. My sister said that my dad was just looking so just getting whiter and whiter because I think he was so excited and shocked when this was all happening. And yeah, it's been a really fun journey for my family.
Were any of your sisters involved in this program?
So all my sisters were county dairy princesses, but then my older sister Annette was actually a Princess K finalist in 2016. So I got to see her be a finalist, and that was so special. And it sort of clicked that, real girls become Princess K finalists. And I started to really dream that maybe I could become one, too.
So as a Princess K of the Milky Way, what are your goals?
Well, for me, I represent Minnesota dairy farmers, and my first goal is really to be all about dairy farmers. This crown, it's not about me. It's about representing their hard work, their excellence, their dedication, all those things that I see in my family, I see in my neighbors, I see all across the state of Minnesota. And so first of all, I really want to be about them. And then I truly believe that the Princess K program and Princess K brings people together. And so I want to be that person, to be a bridge that brings people together and finds connections with people, no matter how different their circumstances or upbringing may be, to just find a connection and to bring a smile to each and every face that I get to meet.
What are some of the things about dairy farming that we wouldn't know?
I think maybe this isn't that you wouldn't know as much as just want to share. It's just really how much dairy farmers care. Because, I live on a dairy farm, and for me, it's more than a job. It's a way I get to bless my local community every single day. And at the dairy farm, I want to pass on the land to whoever's next and to take care of our animals and our land and water in the best way possible. And as I said before, it's more than a job. I see it as a way I get to bless those in my community. And it takes it from just a mundane task sometimes to truly being a mission and being a way to be a blessing and make a difference around me.
So I bet, Janet, it's very fun for you every year to see these young women, and primarily they are farmers' daughters, right?
They don't have to be. You can be a farmer's daughter. You can also be a daughter of an employee of a dairy farm, or you can be employed on the dairy farm yourself, or you can be involved in the dairy community by leasing or raising young cattle that gets you connected to the dairy community. So there's lots of different ways that you can qualify to be a dairy princess.
And if somebody is out there listening and they think they might want to get involved in the program, how could they do it?
The easiest way probably would be go on the website. It's MidwestDairy.com. And there's information on that website about how to become a dairy princess, and it gives the qualifications. And eventually that information comes back to me, and then I follow up on it.
Amy, let's talk about the night that you were crowned, the night before the state fair opened. How does that actually work? Are you all up on stage? I've never been to one of your crownings. Maybe I'll have to go.
Well, last year, the way it was is we were at the Minnesota State Fair band shell. And so, of course, family and friends and encouraging all of us were sitting out in the audience. And then we were able to each come on stage and walk and wave and see the crowd and get that chance to really give that big smile and answer some questions, just kind of fun, get to know you a little bit questions. And Princess K gave a speech. There's a whole bunch of different things like that. And then at the very end, towards the very end of the coronation, they announced three finalists from the finalists for Princess K. And then there was the crown, and they walked behind you, and you're all holding hands, and it feels like you've been standing there forever, but you really haven't. And they crown you from behind. So the first moment you know you're Princess K is when you feel the crown on your head. So I think the bottom of my jaw is way, 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 way down, because it's just a moment of utter shock and excitement when it happens.
Oh, I bet it was. Yes. So then what? Do you represent the dairy industry then throughout the whole fair. And typically that's when you have your head sculpted. So did you have your butter head? What do you say it?
So that was last year. So yep, so the next day I got to began sculpting after being sculpted at the Minnesota State Fair. So my likeness was sculpted the first 2 days of the fair. And then I was at the fair all 12 days. And then after the fair, I have been going to events. Pre-COVID, I was going to a lot of in-person events, whether it be school visits or other events. I was going to share maybe a farm event and giving a speech or something. And then after COVID came, then it was more virtual events via Zoom and recently some socially distant events. And then, of course, Princess K has Facebook and Instagram, so follow me there. And lots of posts there, whether it be pictures from my farm and baby calves and fun things like that, or maybe a recipe, or just about anything dairy-related you might find there.
Let's get back, though, to when you were sculpted. How long of a process is that? And is it true you have to stay inside, or can you be outside in the sculptors in a cold area?
So you're actually inside a rotating cooler, so it's about 40 degrees. And it takes about 6 to 8 hours to complete a sculpture. Then you take breaks. You're not in there continuously for 6 to 8 hours, but you'll be in there for several hours at a time, and then maybe break for lunch. So we're always in the parade each day, etc. So it's really fun, though. You know, you're all dressed up in your warm winter clothes, and everybody outside, of course, can see. So you can wave at little girls who are looking up at you all excited for a princess, and your family can watch, and it's really a super fun experience.
Do you think that your likeness looks like you?
I honestly do. Like, obviously it's butter, so it doesn't, like, have the exact same coloring as, like, a real person does, but I think that she really caught what I look like, and honestly, she is an amazingly talented sculptor. Last year, she's been doing it for, I believe last year was her 48th year of butter sculpting. So, like, this is a master at butter sculpting, Linda Christensen, that she's been doing this for so long.
Oh, my gosh, 48 years. Janet, do you have someone on deck?
Yes, we do. It's kind of an interesting story. We have had an apprentice for the last 2 years who is a Minnesota man. And he was going to do some of our sculptures this year, but Linda was still going to do the majority. Well, now because of COVID, Linda has chosen to not travel to Minnesota because even though she's a Minnesota gal, she does now reside in California. So she will be Skyping in and observing and giving tips to our new sculptor. But this year he will actually be sculpting all 10 sculptures. And then next year, Linda will be back for her 50th year to do some sculpting, and then Jerry will finish out the fair next year. So this is actually a real transition year for us.
No kidding. It's a transition year, it sounds like, for everybody. Amy, what are you going to miss the most?
What will I miss the most? I think that's a hard question. I think I'll miss the people. I'll miss, honestly, working with Janet and going to events and meeting people. I think I'm going to miss the social media aspect. I, you know, kind of like get into trying to think up posts and whatever, and I think it'll be a relief to not have to think up posts every day, but I'll also kind of miss it. And yeah, just like the opportunities to see people, it's just like so much fun. I love going to events, and it's just such a special opportunity because you get to do so many things, whether it's an interview or going to a child's classroom, or I went to a Minnesota Vikings game. There's just so many opportunities. I think I'll really miss that.
And what's been the favorite thing that you've done since you were crowned?
Well, of course, the first 2 days of the state fair when I was sculpted, and there was a lot of media interviews those first 2 days. That was probably, like, biggest highlight. But then, like, you know, after the state fair, it kind of transitioned. It was a little bit different, and there have been a lot of really fun events. One that really sticks out in my mind recently, I got to go and help host a radio show in New Ulm. So I was doing the weather and announcing polkas, and that was super fun. But there have been, each one is so good that it's kind of hard to pick out one.
Well, you know, you certainly can do that here. How about saying KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7?
Amy, that's a mouthful.
Forgotten some of the call numbers.
K KDWA, you're welcome to say that anytime. I just think it's such a wonderful program. And Janet, you just must meet so many delightful and really go-getter women.
I truly do. I am blessed to have this job, and I hate to even call it a job because it's not work. You know, growing up on a dairy farm, having a daughter who was a Princess K finalist, I am just fully blessed from top to bottom with this program. And one of the things that I really, really like about the program, which probably helps me to love my job, is the fact that the program is such a great, I'll say, tool for these girls as far as it's a leadership program, it's a development program. So even though the girls are there to represent the dairy farmers and the dairy community, it's also a good opportunity for them to prepare for their future. And that's some of our goals with our programs that we have throughout the year, is to give them tools that they can use for their future. And I just can't say enough about the worth of this program.
That's pretty nice to hear and very well said. Amy, congratulations again, and we wish you the best of luck. You're going to be great at your future jobs, but thank you for representing the dairy industry in such a great way. Princess K of the Milky Way, Amy Kylo, and we also want to thank our guest, Janet Bramer. She's here as the Minnesota Dairy Princess Coordinator, and we are just thrilled that you called in and chatted with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.